radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state. And then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67. And less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s. Of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Casasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 27th, 1952, the world welcomed little baby Pee-wee Herman.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Now you're a mom.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a mom.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, so what are you going to name him?
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee?
That's his name. Don't wear it out.
Pee-wee Herman, a star is born.
Thank you for calling NextCare. My name is Amy. How can I help you?
Hello!
Hi, how can I help you?
Guess what?
What?
I'm having a party, and you're invited!
You've reached NextCare Urgent Care. Is there something that I can help you with?
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I think you have the wrong number, sir.
Dr. Jinka Janka in?
We don't have a physician by that name at our clinic.
Dr. Winslow J. Jinka Janka.
Is there something that I can help you with, sir?
I'm trying to use the phone!
I think you have the wrong number, so I will be disconnecting the call.
Well, my mistake!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hey, it's not just election day in Montgomery. It's Pee-wee Herman's birthday. That said, it's happy hour. I am your gracious, occasional truckload host, Greg Goodell. My title, my sidekick,
Joey.
It's your team.
And here they are.
Low energy jazz.
Please clap.
Before we get the ball rolling here, I would like to draw your attention to a little fundraiser on my Facebook page. If you've been listening to this radio station for any length of time, you know about our buddy Cooper. Cooter. Cooper is also on my Facebook page, but he's a French bulldog. And that's a different situation. It was his birthday yesterday, and the party picture was too cute not to post. Dog stuff. Cooter has been a regular caller and longtime supporter of the show and is a great and generous guy and has helped us out with every single cause that we've ever launched in the afternoon. What we have going is not, we're not looking for a ton of money, but his grand dog named Sanchez, after the USC quarterback of the same name, passed away just shy of 9 years old, and the family's devastated, and they need a few bucks for the to be able to cremate Sanchez and keep him around. Like, we have buttons. Like, my family will keep me for a while anyway. So if you can spare 10 bucks or something, they need $200. We're about halfway there. And this will help bring some soothing to the family. So if you are so inclined, I donated 20 bucks. I try to help everybody that's got something going on, especially when it's somebody that has helped me and helped my show and my work and in turn my family. So if you want to see that, it's a cute little chihuahua. They don't know what happened. It just, I mean, a couple of days short of 9 years old, it was terribly unexpected, at least as a dog ages. I'm not expecting anything, but Hershey's almost 13 and a half years old. I feel like we're already into bonus territory, you know. Every day is a gift, so I try to enjoy it. So, Cooter is, when you're a dad and a granddad of a dog, you bear that pain.
Yeah.
And Cooter didn't ask for this. I just found out about it, and I said, let me try and help. So we can get that over 200 bucks really quick. That would be awesomeness. And again, let's not forget too that Cooter has served our country and paid a price for that too. So it's a small way of saying thanks. And we're expecting somebody today, aren't we?
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
And Dana.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here shortly, I believe, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I voted in the mayoral election today. I was quite, well, it could be the way they have it set up. I voted at Arrowhead Country Club, which is that, because I've never been there before. Never been there, not for anything. I knew it was not far from where we live, but I'd never been there. In Bellwood West, we used to vote at the Art Museum in Shakespeare Park, and that was always very well run. No waiting. You get, you know, check in, and you're on your way. I don't know that it ever took more than 5 minutes to vote there, no matter which election I was voting in. It was pretty busy. I was actually kind of heartened by the amount of interest in the race, but again, and I met some listeners, and I don't know that too many people cast a vote today really certain about who they cast a vote for. I have not advocated for any particular candidate. All I've really said up to this point is David Woods is intriguing because he knows how to run a business. And I like the idea of somebody who cares about waste, balancing books, and be, you know, redirecting money so it's used for constructive purposes. Not that Mayor Strange failed in that regard, because a lot of good stuff has gone on in our town. You're not going to believe this. I just heard from
Jay Quellen,
and she says work happened, so they're running a little bit late. They're en route to the station. We really enjoy their visit. We were going to have David Blackman on today. We'll have him tomorrow at 3:35. He's got a great column today I want to get into. And I also want to draw your attention to something. How many times have I said this? And I've said it to Brant, and I'm going to say it again today. And in fact, I sent him the link to the story from CNBC. Former New York Fed President Bill Dudley encouraged his one-time colleagues not to help Trump's disastrous path of trade war escalation. Don't lower the rate. Hurt the president. Hurt the country. If they ever build a Mount Rushmore of a-holes, his face should be in the middle. They want the Fed to sabotage a president. That's like sedition. What is wrong with these people? They're so consumed with personalities over principles. This is a guy who made a huge fortune because he knew how to negotiate. And they're sending signals. This is all designed. Oh, let's get the market down. Just hear what the former Fed chair. And the lemmings in the market will all dive off the cliff together. I am so sick of this. I really am. It's every day. And now it's raised. You know what? Even people that don't like Donald Trump, when they hear this new line from the New York Times, they admitted it. All right, so we pursued a hoax for 2.5 years with the Russian collusion garbage. And they won Pulitzer Prizes for reporting on something that never happened. Now we're all racist. And I'm just going to stick my neck out here a little bit and say even people that hate Trump know that's BS. Because it's not just the president they're trying to portray that way. It's everybody that wants to support him, has supported him. He's been a challenge. I mean, because he is so... We're used to being bullcrapped by our presidents. We really are. The last guy was the king. Oh, I can't do the old thing today. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and we're going to save you $2,500 a year. And boy, that worked out really well. And now the idiots that bought in on that are now ready to, you know, let's go Medicare for all. They'll be the first to complain when that disaster happens. You look like you need to say something.
Well, Paul called in and said he's going to match your 20. He'll give it to you tomorrow, bomb hours. And then another generous, very generous listener said he'll be here in a few with 160.
$160?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Sam.
I will immediately donate that on my page in his name. Make sure we get a name. I'm going to get emotional. I try not to. Let me take a break.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods.
David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor,
David Woods, for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Menthol Meredith.
It's still hotter than a swine in a tanning bed outside, but apparently it's a crisp, cool autumn day in aisle four at the Walmart. I was just in there getting pantyhose and mayonnaise when I spotted this big old display with all these fall leaves and crap on it. And would you believe they are already selling Halloween costumes and pumpkin spice M&Ms? It ain't even Labor Day yet, and Walmart's acting like it's time to stuff the turkey and trim the dang tree. Why can't we just do one holiday at a time, Walmart? I feel like I'm just now getting over my 4th of July hangover, and they're already acting like Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Hold your dang horses, Walmart. I appreciate that y'all roll back the prices, but how about y'all roll back the dang enthusiasm about holidays that are still 2 months away? I'm so confused, I don't know if I'm supposed to fire up the grill or fire up the chimney. So I guess I'll just fire up a menthol and wish Walmart a very Merry Christmas.
It is 3:21. Let me try and explain, and hopefully won't get emotional again, why I got that way before we went into the break. I got a wonderful thank you from Cooter, but what really hit me is how lucky I am. Cooter's a veteran, getting by on a pension. He's had some health challenges, serious ones. So he's trying to help. I have a granddog too, you see. And I'm lucky because while I'm not rich, if Goose has a crisis, I can generally help immediately. And I've done that. There's been lots of reasons to do that this year. And it just touched me how lucky I am and how immediate your generosity was for this situation. Again, it's on my Facebook page. The dog is adorable. I can't look at the picture. I'm going to start losing it again. So we will get this covered. I just need to let you know how much I appreciate the fact that you put me in a position that I can help my kid when she needs it. I can help make sure that my stepson graduates college without student debt. I am a very lucky man. Look who's here.
Jay Quallen.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Dana's en route.
How are you doing today?
We're a little frazzled, if you can't tell. Dana had an emergency hearing down in another county, and so it kind of threw our day off. We weren't expecting it. And we were at the office, and we were working on something. I was playing, you know, damage control for something else. I looked at the clock, and it was 3:10. I was like, oh, gotta go. Sorry we're late.
We understand.
Work happened.
Work is... job one.
So it was just one of those things where I was working on something. I had to email a client, and it took longer than anticipated, and I had to do some math. And
some days I can't come here because I have work.
Gets
in the way.
But we're here. I'm here now. Dana's en route. So.
You're looking at me. This is fun.
What's your work, then, if this is not your work?
Let's talk to Black Caesar. Hello?
Black Caesar, we were just talking, man.
What's happening? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, you said something that was so, it was just made me, just blew me away about you voted at Arrowhead, right?
Yeah.
At the country club.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I live in Arrowhead, but guess where I have to vote at? At Frazier.
You're kidding. How does that happen?
Just gerrymandering, man. Just gerrymandering, drawing these district lines to fit certain this and that. We have to have equal representation, but these lines, man, are drawn so crazy. It's like, really?
The question I have for you, is, now, were you, did you get to vote for Charlotte Meadows or in that election today?
Well, I'm heading to vote now because This morning was just terrible this morning. I think she's in the, that's Pelosi.
Dimitri's
seat that she's running with.
Dimitri's old seat, yeah.
Yeah, that's my district, yeah, that's my district.
Because...
But yeah,
that was something that came up in a lot of Facebook threads today. People, I've never had to separately register to vote in a mayoral election and then go to another desk. And I went, and I'm not in Charlotte Meadows district, so I didn't get to vote in that one. But they had the equipment for people who did come, who weren't. I don't get it.
I don't even know how that works. Like,
so you couldn't vote for her, but they had to set up to vote for her.
Because some people, apparently, that have Arrowhead as a voting location could vote in that particular race.
The polling places, the precincts got all weird this time because they did it along lines of the city council districts.
The city council elections.
Right. So it changed everything.
Yeah, these lines are ridiculous. But I'll
say,
Greg voted in Arrowhead. Hell, I live in Arrowhead.
But no, we want long lines. We want people voting.
Isn't life in Arrowhead nice?
Oh, yeah, it's nice, pleasant, quiet, you know. Got a few wild peacocks running around, deers every
now
and then.
I've seen the deers, I've seen the peacocks.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, it's a damn zoo out here. What the hell? But anyway. All right, man, y'all take it easy, dude.
I appreciate the call, Black Caesar. I have no idea. I asked many people whose opinion I respect, who do you think should be the next mayor of Montgomery? And there was no consensus.
Right.
None. J.C. Love, the general, David Woods, they got most of, but nobody was like, man, this is the guy. You got to cast your vote that way. It's really, really weird. I think what was missing was passion.
Oh, I'd like Bibby.
When you have, what is it, 13 candidates? Right, right. I mean, how passionate can you get over one when you have so many wonderful options?
That's like when I was dating 12 women at a time.
Right.
I just couldn't really.
Just can't keep up.
Too excited about one in particular when you're.
Got to narrow it down.
Sounds like you got excited enough for each of them.
Yeah. Shut up. Look at that. That's what we did there.
We have a guest.
I like Bibby Simmons.
Dude.
He's a black Elvis impersonator.
And he's very talented. I went and watched the videos. Mm-hmm.
Bibby has been in the studio and performed on this
show. Stop it right now.
Yes.
I like Bibby a lot.
He just, I mean.
If he doesn't win, if he doesn't advance, we'll have him in.
If he doesn't advance, I'm hiring him for Steven's third birthday party as the talent, because that would be a party.
You're going to do Elvis next year and not Mickey Mouse?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually a huge Elvis fanatic.
I did not know that.
A room in my house that is dedicated to Elvis Presley memorabilia.
You know who else loves the Elvis? Emily Hayes.
Yay!
Really? Big time.
We're going to plan a family vacay over to the Graceland one weekend, but, you know, we're waiting until Steven's a little bit older because, you know, he just won't appreciate it.
I went through a big Elvis phase when I was a kid. I wanted to be Elvis.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of grown up.
I will have both of you know that my
mother. Did you meet him?
My mother. Now, this is, of course, when my hair was completely dark. It's slightly gray now.
It's a little salt and pepper.
Looks distinguished.
When I grew it long and I
shellacked it back.
Mm-hmm. From the profile side, she said I had a similar profile to Elvis.
From
the
profile.
From the profile.
Not front. Like
not the full frontal.
Right.
And goodness knows I could, I was a hunk of burning love there for a while.
You're a hunk of something over there, Greg.
Speaking of, all right.
That's why we invite you.
I've seen you in a couple of weeks. Can you tell?
You look phenomenal.
Yeah.
You inspired this.
Well, thank you. And that shirt's a nice color on you.
You are looking good today in that canary yellow.
It's very, you look very dapper.
Did you see, by the way, this like, this article on, well, I don't know how much you look at Drudge, but they're saying discos are the latest thing for people in their 60s.
Well,
you're in your 50s, so you got a few more years.
That age, I'll let it.
You know, you got a few more years. You're in your 50s, right?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to compliment you. You need to shut off.
I think you look fabulous.
You do look good today.
Well, you inspired this.
Well, thank you.
You're the one that turned me on to keto. And
I'm a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're a better judge because I see him every day. And he's always looking pretty good, but you get to see the transition after a few weeks.
Yeah, because I only get to see him on a bi-weekly basis. Right.
You're making me feel like a human corn on the cob with all this buttering up going on.
We're just saying it's the truth. I mean, if you can't handle it, don't ask for our opinion. Just our humble opinion over here.
Well, with all that salt and pepper, you need a little bit of bubber. Bubber.
Bubber.
Blubber?
Butter.
Butter. Oh, yeah. I'm real buttery. It's me. We have some divorce-related stuff in the news.
Oh, wonderful.
Not that I wanted you to leave your business to come and talk business.
That's what I'm here for.
And by the way, Dana and Jacqueline from Duncan Tomlinson Attorneys at Law, what I love about them the most is that they can come here and talk about anything, even the Smithsonian Channel, about Elvis, about the Elvis. And they have ready opinions, and it's a lot of fun. And if I had the dough, I'd probably hire both of them and Joey, and we'd have a foursome here, a four-person show every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
Are you a fan of The Office?
You know, I am. And I can't say that I've seen every episode for every season, but, like, my husband turns them on, and I chuckle. Like,
oh, they're great.
I find that type of humor funny, though.
Yeah.
So, that dry kind of.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh,
so.
There are so many subtle moments in every show.
You like Parks and Rec, too.
I liked Parks and Recreation.
It's the same style. Same style of comedy. And Ron Swanson, I think, is the best television character in years.
And now, guess who just arrived?
Dana.
The goddess Dana.
Thank you. And she brought me a beverage.
Well, you can settle in for a moment because we're going to take our first break with traffic and Rich's forecast here in just a moment. Surprise, no rain. See anything as you were driving in? And
no. It's overcast. It's like,
yeah.
It looks like it should be like a fall, winter, cold day.
But it's very
just
soupy.
Hot and muggy and dreary.
Very. One of the things you as a homeowner want to do is keep that heat and humidity outside your house so your electric bills don't... I feel like the strong man at the circus who takes the hammer and hits the thing and it goes up and dings the top number. That's my electric bill every month. I'm hitting the bell. Clark's has helped. They have they found out I had a great inefficiency going on in the filtration process. That was fixed. That brought the cost down. But the ultimate way to keep the electric cost down, especially in the summer, is with the best insulation, and the best insulation is master foam. It's styrofoam that seals out the heat. It lowers your attic temperature by 40 to 50 degrees. Therefore, your system won't have to work as hard to cool the living areas of your house. It's real simple. And when your system doesn't have to work as continuously, it should live a longer and healthier life. So my suggestion is at least find out. Get an estimate from Wade Cannon on your home. If your electric bills are in the $300-$500 a month range, this is something that on a monthly basis will easily pay for itself. That's 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M for Wade Cannon at Master Foam, or do some online research at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking at our afternoon traffic, and it looks like you got a green light for most of your travels. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard's kind of busy, but it's moving along just fine, and we don't have any hang-ups on the 31s. Be careful as you get out and about this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A 3-year-old boy reported missing last night in Wetumpka was found safe earlier this morning. The Elmore County Sheriff says 3-year-old Zachary Rutherford was found 680 yards behind his house. And besides a few bumps and bruises, he is safe and in good health. Today is election day for the city of Montgomery. Voters head to the polls to elect the next mayor as well as several city council members. Also, it's the Republican runoff election for House District 74 between Michael Fritz and Charlotte Meadows. Alabama News Network will have live updates throughout the evening. A judge will decide whether statements made by Roy Moore during the 2017 U.S. Senate race were defamatory against a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. Lee Korfman said Moore molested her decades ago as a minor. Korfman filed a lawsuit saying Moore defamed her as a liar when he denied the accusation. Moore's attorney argued Moore has a right to defend himself and called the accusations untrue. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state. And then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67. And less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s. Of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples and stock stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today. Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jacqueline, I need you to listen to this.
Well, okay. I know you must feel the same way after all these years you've been able to take notes.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk with others who have the same problem.
Okay, Elvis, you got something to share with the group now?
Yes, I do, Elvis. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Should we order some double cheese pizzas first?
We'll get some peanut butter nano sandwiches, too.
That's a good idea, Elvis.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
You're listening to an encounter session at your local El-Anon Center. El-Anon, where chronic Elvis impersonators go for help.
Now, once again, what was that you saying, Elvina?
Well, sir, I think it's time that people stop discriminating against us female impersonators of Elvis. Uh-huh. You know, I got sideburns, too.
Thank you very much.
Learn to recognize the early warning signs. Twitching lips.
I can't control my face.
Swinging hips.
I'm all sugar. Oh.
Incredible weight gain.
More Twinkies, please.
At Elvis Anonymous, we understand that impersonating Elvis is not a career. It's a disease.
Love me tender. Sweet, give us something to eat.
So please, send what you can to L-Anon, Memphis, Tennessee. And thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, no.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, she got boy.
Actually, I knew a guy down in Florida named Chris McDonald.
Yeah, Chris McDonald, the impersonator.
Yeah. I keep forgetting you were there.
Yeah.
But you're also so young.
Yeah.
That you may not have known him during his...
Well, and I know his nephew, so that's how I know him. Like, I don't know him, but I know of him.
And he made a living doing gigs as Elvis. Mm-hmm. And he was very good and put on, you know, a great show.
I think he still does events.
I think he does, too.
I mean, I think he's, like, older Elvis now, but I think he still does. I'm going to have to look this up.
I volunteered to do Fat Elvis. I'm all shook up.
The way you're shedding those pounds, though, better get on it.
No. I remember when they came out with the Elvis postage stamp.
I have those, the original ones.
I think it was 16 cents to mail a letter then.
I have to look. I have those, and then I have the reproduced Forever stamps that they did as well.
There was a big national vote on whether it should be Young Elvis or Fat Elvis.
Young Elvis.
Young Elvis was the winner. And we gave away sheets of stamps. And it was amazing how crazy people went, you know, for a thing like that.
I'm so obsessed that for my, I think it was college graduation, one of our friends in South Florida has a vinyl shop. And he was able to get me a rare collection Elvis vinyl never opened box set. And I still have it at home. It's like pristine condition, never been touched. Yeah, I'm pretty obsessed with it.
I am absolutely blown away by the compassion and generosity of our listeners once again, as we not only help meet a goal, but exceed it, because now there'll be money for when they're ready for the next pet. And that's Evan's Pet Animal Fundraiser. That's Little Sanchez, which is a great name for a chihuahua.
Stop.
I know. I'm looking at the face and it's...
I don't know if I'm emotionally stable enough to have this conversation today about this poor little dog.
How about the Three Stooges here?
I know, at those. That's adorable.
That's the boss's dogs. Those are his French bulldogs. And the middle one, the brown one, who is the devil incarnate, Cooper, was his fourth birthday yesterday.
Oh, little Cooper.
So there's the Three Stooges. That must have been a dog-friendly birthday cake.
Wasn't it National Dog Day yesterday, too?
Yes.
Like a little Cooper in that. It's not a coincidence.
And it's
See,
weird.
I have a black dog. She just doesn't photograph well, but she's super sweet.
Maggie...
So we got Maggie whenever the Black Lives Matter was like a big thing, and we went to Montgomery Humane Society, and they had up this board with hashtag Black Dogs Matter, and it was like black dogs. Something about there's like a percentage where they don't get adopted as much because they don't photograph as well, and so obviously after that we had to get a black dog.
So it's a black lab.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. They sold a false bill of goods. Yeah. All right. They labeled her a lab mix. Dog doesn't have a bit of lab in her. She sinks. She can't swim. She doesn't have web feet. Like, she freaks out. I threw off the end of a very short pier one time. And we had to get her. Like, we had to get her up. She couldn't swim. So, no. She's got some pointer in her, and she's got some kind of black something somewhere. But it ain't lab.
I was looking through pictures the other day, and I came across, I'm trying to find it, of when we went and got Maggie. And I looked, I was like, aww.
Oh, and she's brought something back to me, like, maybe 3 times. Maybe.
She's the sweetest thing, though. Yeah, Dana came into work one day, and she was like, we're going to go to the Humane Society, and we're just going to look. And I said, okay.
Obviously, we didn't just look.
You can't. It's...
And, you know, the thing is like, it was 4 or 5 years ago, and... I got her so she would cuddle with me, okay? Mm-hmm. And she, at the pound, I mean, she had her head up underneath my neck, and it was so sweet. I cannot get that dog to cuddle with me at this point.
She knew what she was doing.
She loves my husband, Helga. And she was named Helga.
Helga.
At the time, it was Helga.
She put her little head right on Dana's shoulder, and I got the cutest little picture of them just being the sweetest.
I know. She will not cuddle with me now. Like, it's a command. I have to tell her to come cuddle, and she'll, like, deal with it because she's a well-behaved dog. Helga. And she'll obey, but, like, she just, like, flops against me and is like, how long do I have to stay here? It's pretty sad.
It is. I've already gotten emotional enough today.
I know.
Speaking of emotions.
Yes.
Other end of the spectrum here. I don't know if any of your other listeners out there besides me are annoyed by this, but I sent my good friend Baron Coleman a text message earlier this week about how appalled I am that people are sending me text messages, candidates for voting today.
Mm-hmm. Why are they sending you text messages? You're in 954
number. I have a 954 text message.
Are you getting them from Florida or Montgomery?
I'm getting them from like a random.
Well, I just got
I'm
one.
Saying like, are you getting them from like Montgomery mayor or yes. the Florida mayor?
Montgomery mayor.
No, Montgomery. I got one. I have a 954 area code too. 484-848. Election alert. Turnout is projected to be historically low. Don't let our city fall into the wrong
That's
hands. Vote Ed Crowell.
Well, I can't vote in the election, but I would vote for Bibby Simmons.
Yes.
And then I got David Woods. Like, I got one from Donna Woods today, his wife, about how, like, we need to go and vote. And have I voted today? And here's the thing. Like, I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm so over telemarketers and now, you know, campaign candidates text messaging my cell phone. Like, is nothing sacred anymore?
If you want to legalize marijuana, vote for Bibby Simmons.
Let them boys ride.
Is what he said. If you like chicken.
Let them get on the back of those trucks and ride.
That was the most. Then the do. So my husband calls them the do right boys. Apparently, one of his employees was from that neighborhood, and he said, them's the do right boys. Mm. And my husband was like, what do you mean? He said, them boys come, you do right. You see them boys coming, you do right.
I mean, he had some phenomenal points that he made during that forum.
Mm-hmm. So I was like fast forwarding through. We were flipping on and off, and we had it recorded, and we just fast forward to those.
To the Bibby moments.
The best part.
I don't know how that didn't make national news. I was very entertained.
It is kind of surprising given that Sammy, the guy that did the mini mall commercial.
Sammy Stevens?
Yeah, he went major.
You know, but like, do you really want to be the one to send it to like Stephen Colbert? Like, you're that person
Thanks,
who
Dana
like
Doug.
Called out Montgomery.
Oh.
You know, like, I don't know.
I thought that the forum was a nice touch, and I wish that we would do more of those types of things to make sure that the public is able to get engaged. Now, I would have handled it a little bit differently, but I did like the fact that they were at least trying to get the public educated on who the candidates were instead of just running, you know, the ads on television or the mailers. I got 4 mailers from the Woods campaign.
Yeah. I got a bunch, too.
So, I mean, besides the mailers, text messages, at least the forum, you could see people in their own setting, and you could ask them questions and see how the different candidates answered the different questions.
I voted for the David Woods guy because I see him having dinner with Andy Griffith every night on Channel 2.
Well, then we know who wouldn't get my vote now.
It is 3:49. May I do a little education on
Please.
Mowing products?
Please.
Seriously.
Yeah.
At Lewis Lawn. Where they have expanded their showroom in 2019 to now include tractor-style mowers in addition to the great product line that they have been carrying for years and years. Echo, Exmark, Toro. I'm a 2-time Toro buyer. The first Toro I bought 11 years ago, and it's still cutting the grass in Bellwood West. That's a great product. I think I paid $128 for it when I bought it brand new. It's still working. I get it serviced every couple of years. But think about that. That's like $10 a year for a mower that continues to work. By the way, if your mower's in good shape, it's always a good idea, especially about midway through the mowing season, to detach your mowing blade and take it to Lewis Lawn and get it sharpened. It's only a few bucks, and you'll get that nice, even cut that you want. They carry all the steel products. We are just weeks away from leafage beginning to fall, and nothing cleans that up faster than a steel blower. I still have one of those that I got 8 years ago and still fires up every time. I have never had to have it serviced. That is remarkable. And they're just great people. Great local business. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser is our point guy there. You can call him at 244-9191 to find out about manufacturer specials and incentives, or just stop by Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lewis Lawn.
Black Caesar just called back.
Yes.
You know, he's saying he lives in Arrowhead, but he was told he had to go to Frazier.
Yeah.
Well, he just got to Frazier, and they told him to go back to the Arrowhead Country Club.
You know,
well then,
I would be mighty pissed if I was Black Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse for that to be happening.
But I appreciate him voting.
Yes.
So thank you, Black Caesar, for
your
commitment to voting, because most people would just go home.
It's just ridiculous. You know, don't tell me about low voter turnout when you're bouncing people around like pinballs. from place to place.
Our voting location, and it's kind of what he was talking about, our voting location used to be all the way out on Vaughn Road at that church that's almost to Pike Road. And we live in East Montgomery, and they finally changed it to the polling place that's literally across the street from our house. But for 2 years, we had to drive, you know, 5 or 6 miles away from our house to vote. It's just ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember voting experiences in South Florida and whether they were efficient or not. I can't say that they weren't. Of course, as technology advances, the, you know, check-in process has become a lot simpler, too. There's no doubt about that. Do you remember Sue Ellen Fartleman, mayor of Cooper City?
I do not.
I made her famous.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not that famous.
Well, I mean, down there. Beautiful Cooper City.
Cooper City is a beautiful place. I had cousins. My cousins lived in Davie. They had a
sure.
Right behind the bowling alley, they had a nursery back there.
Yeah.
Fairly large nursery, 67th Street Nursery. And so we spent a lot of time in Davie, and they played sports in Davie, which is not far from Cooper City. And so I spent a lot of time growing up down in that area.
That's, there's still a dairy farm or two that has not given in to the developers.
As they shouldn't. They didn't give up their nursery even when everything was building up around them until they moved to Franklin, Tennessee when we were in middle school for a job promotion. And so then they sold the nursery then. But, I mean, they had it for a good 15, 20 years before that.
There's a place on Griffin Road that's still got a nursery and still sells real key lime pies.
Do they have an orange?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When we go down to the casino, because, you know, we go to the casino.
The big guitar-shaped place?
Yes, we'll go down there, because they have, like, fruit preserves.
What do you think of that building, that giant guitar?
Okay.
It's a hotel that's, like, 20-some stories, and it's in the shape of a guitar. Mm-hmm.
So, if that was on, I think it's beautiful, but I think it's sorely out of place. Like, if was on the Las Vegas Strip, or on somewhere that had other large hotels and casinos, I think it would be just stunning. But I think it's oddly placed because you're on the turnpike. It would be like driving down 65 or 85, and then all of a sudden there's a huge guitar. It's just it's sorely out of sorts.
I want to put a picture of that on Facebook so people can...
So I was down there a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to somebody who lives down in the area off in Hollywood, and they said that the top of the guitar, there's going to be lights, like almost like the World Trade Center, that will shoot up into the sky to sit like almost like the neck of the guitar. Mm-hmm. But the issue is since it's so close to the Fort Lauderdale International Airport, they don't know how they're going to work around the flight patterns because it's the hotel is like right in the flight pattern. And so, you know,
they didn't think that through.
Yeah. So, but it's a really cool building. Yeah.
That's why I was surprised they allowed it to be built that tall.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking.
It's in the flight pattern.
Very close. Yeah. Very close. And on a thunderstormy day with a low ceiling.
I don't know how they got around it, but, you know, the hotel that they had there previously was not small by any means.
No.
The original. And that casino wasn't that old. I mean, that opened when I was in high school.
I was there on opening day in 2004.
Okay, so I was in college.
I was just starting my career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were just a young whippersnapper. But, I mean, so 2004, and it was state-of-the-art then. It was not a bad place. It was beautiful.
No, in fact, I hosted a number of events there, class reunions and stuff like that.
I've been to a number of events at that casino.
But the one thing I remember is, and we got to take our top-of-the-hour break here, I remember walking past that the slot machine room, and everybody coming out of there looked really unhappy.
But then they got table games a couple years ago.
Like roulette and that kind of stuff?
They have blackjack and poker. I don't know if they have roulette, but I know for a fact they started with a poker room, and then they got, I mean, this is not firsthand knowledge by any means, I'm just saying. Like, I've been told.
Friends told you this?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have poker tables.
You sound way too innocent to be involved in any of that kind of activity anyway. We have some interesting divorce-related stories that have come over the last couple of days. Just in advance of your visit, we're going to get into those next hour, and I will get a picture of that guitar hotel. You see that? That is a rather amazing thing. There's no balconies, though.
Right.
It looks like a giant office building or something.
I have friends that are staying their opening weekend. So I will get some deets and I'll make sure I pass that along. But they're staying there for a friend of ours' birthday, happens to be that weekend. And so they're staying.
It says it's opening. The Guitar Shaped Hotel opens October 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much they want.
A lot. I've been told it's quite pricey.
Quite pricey. Yeah, just so I can say I stayed in a guitar-shaped hotel. It is 3:56. Day to Day, Jacqueline Tomlinson, our guest on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Their website, divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the afternoon traffic, and things still look great out on the roadways. We don't have any big hangups for you. If you're on the boulevard, it's crowded, so watch yourself as you make your way around. If you're on the interstates, they're both up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Let's be careful and have a great afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. And anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like